Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Happy Friday, Cleveland. Guardians in action shortly. Cavs 2 days away. 2 days away from Eastern Conference semifinals. The Browns disregarding running backs of the old. And, well, quite frankly, it was picture day. It's Jake Volnick with the guys right here on The Fan on overtime from 7 to 11. Jax Gregory running the board. Michael Markoch on the 2020s as well, doing work behind the glass. It was picture day here at The Fan, right? We go through, we take nice pictures for whatever promotional material we need to do. We take pictures for the little show art that you guys see on the free Odyssey app. So you can go ahead, download, listen, anywhere, anytime. Well, you can see those, right? Not up yet, but we take the pictures for them today. I am ultimate, by the way, like anti-picture person. I am the opposite of picture person. So today was, let me say, the most seamless picture day of all time. The very easy, I go there, and all the people that we have here today were absolutely incredible. I mean, the smoothest process I've ever had to go to is just like, stand there, face there, smile, good. First time I've ever had somebody be like, no, you're doing well. You're doing well in the picture department. It's usually like, turn your shoulders. Ooh, not like that. Not like that. The other. Okay, wait, the other way? Yeah, that's usually how the entire process goes for me. And today was seamless. Today went very well. I'm happy. We came out of it very well. The one bad thing about working nights is when you get a day like picture day, well, we had two drives into work today. We had two drives. We had an early drive and then a show drive. So that made it it made it a different kind of day. And I had to get a haircut today. I mean, we were all over it. We were all over it. To which I found out, by the way, people here at the station pay far too much to get a haircut. Way too much. Jax, what would you pay? Get a haircut, round ballpark price.
Mine without tip is $21.
Okay, that's like right in the same ballpark as mine is. I was talking to people earlier. Anthony told me something that likes, did you notice he had a haircut today, Anthony Lant? He was on the 2020s?
No, last time he got one, I noticed it. I didn't notice it today.
Had a haircut today, he said it was... wasn't a bad haircut looking, but was bad because you could barely tell there was a haircut. He paid $30-something before tip, and he couldn't even tell. I was like, I had a helmet on my head of hair, and I'm now down to nothing, and I paid significantly less.
First thing I said to you, nice haircut, Jake. Yep.
And it was, my hair was far too long, and we got back to reality here of being a functioning person in society. But yeah, I don't know. It just felt way too much. Now, I've had the same barber for going on 17 years, 16 years. It just, same person cuts my hair, but now I get a cheaper price and then tip generously on top of it because, again, I trust one person with the hair on my head. Hey, go ahead and do that. But yeah, like base price, I think Mac was telling me he pays like 40 or something. Like, well, where are you guys going? I understand. The men in this world getting a haircut have a much easier time paying for it. But like, hey, that just still feels outrageous. Just feels like far too much. But I had to do, that was a full day for me, right? A tough day in the life of Jake Vollmick right before he hosts overtime. I had to get up, go get a haircut, drive, take a picture, drive home, and then drive back for work. Yeah, that was just an absolute brutal day. That's a full day in my life. In case you're wondering what my day-to-day looks like, that was a full day. It's not much, but it's honest work. But starting off with you guys, I did want to talk a little bit. It's our last show here before the Eastern Conference Semis Finals kick off between the Cavs and the Pacers. Well, now, I think that we have to, hold on. We are going to go Cavs-Pacers, but now we have to, let's go out to the phones, and 216-474-0092 if you guys want to jump in. Mitch is in St. Clair. Mitch, what's going on?
What's up, fella? How you doing, my guy?
I'm doing good. How are you, man?
I'm doing decent, man, but, you know, you told me something crazy. You pay $20 for a haircut?
I do. 20, just over 20. It's 20 and an odd number. Again, I hand my barber a round number because I've known him for a long time. But
is he at Great Clips or Best Cuts?
No. This is a little local barber shop.
Is his hands fidgety? Is he old school? I don't see how you're paying $20 for a haircut still.
No finicky hands. He's all, him and his son run a barber shop. Good quality product. I don't know. It's like $20-something. We're just still living in the past. What are you paying for a haircut, Mitch?
Paying 50.
50? Ooh.
Yeah, 50. I'm paying, man. 50. Listen, my barber, A1, hey, shout out to A1, Albert. Shout out to A1. He gets me together. He gets my son together. My son is 5. He gets him together. He's, Cody's about $35. But here's the thing. A1's quality, man. That's why his name is A1. He does everything. I don't know if you're getting like the prep work and all that extra good stuff, man, but I'm sorry. $21 how long does the haircut take?
My haircut today probably took, I don't know, 40 minutes. A lot of hair on my head, probably 40 minutes to get through, and I got the beard trimmed up and everything else on top of it.
Maybe it's a little different between me and you. I don't know. I mean, my guy, you know, he does a little steam prep. He hot combs the beard, he massages the face. He does a lot of stuff. But I never heard of The last time I heard of a $20 haircut was about 15 years ago.
Oh my, yeah. No, and to get a good haircut, if I really had to get one, like if I had to go away from my barber, I'd be willing to pay $50 for a good haircut. Let me tell you, if I know the person's not going to mess me up, I'd be willing to pay it. But just I don't know. My guy's got me. That got me in the bag. I'm not complaining. My guy Jim's got me.
I'm glad you are. Listen, I thought you was going to Best Cuts. That's my mistake. Obviously, if your guy is a local guy and he's doing what he got to do to get your hair right, hey, all power to him. A1 Steak Sauce gets me right, too. I've been going to him for a while. He should charge $100, in my opinion, but hey, he got me at $50.
That's all that counts, Mitch. I appreciate the call. It's just an absolute.
I'm in the same boat. I've been going to the same lady since I was like 4 years old, and I pay $21. Just a little barbershop. There's only 2 chairs inside of there.
Yeah, mine's got 3.
Yeah, same exact thing.
Yeah, it's literally
massaging your face. It's not a haircut.
That feels like, I mean, don't get me wrong, a very nice experience. Yeah, but like,
there's the extra. There, yeah.
We're paying extra. We're paying a little extra. If we're going, what, we get the steam before, he was getting, what did he say, a hot comb through the beard? I mean, yeah. By all means. Like, go ahead, but I'm not getting that. I'm not getting that kind of treatment. I'm just not, like, I'm getting good treatment. Again, my barber's taking care of me. I'm not getting all that. Now, a lot of you want to get in on haircuts. A lot of people are interested in getting in the haircuts. Jack, should we go the haircut route? Should we start this thing up? I feel like we have to. I mean, listen, it's a Friday.
Give the people what they want.
They want the haircut talk. We'll talk the haircut. I don't know. Apparently, I riled up a crowd by saying that I get a $20-odd haircut. just everybody's now we're flying off the rails. Let's keep it rolling, I guess. Colin's in Trunks. What's going on, Colin?
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Good. Enjoying the Friday evening.
Very well. What do you got, man?
Well, so I'm a barber out of Strongsville, and honestly, dude, $21 for a haircut, that is a deal. But on anywhere between 35 and 50 right now, that's the market price for it. Yeah, and you are getting severe, you are getting so hooked up, you don't even know.
Yeah, I'm the same. I know a lot of people are like that, where they don't let anybody, like, I have one guy, I don't even let his son touch my hair. I'm sure his son would do a tremendous job. My guy Luke would do a perfectly fine job, but one guy's touched my hair for 16 years. It's the only guy I'm trusting, and I get hooked up on top of it. I feel like now, listening to everybody else, I'm living the dream.
You are living the dream. So just don't, you know, anything over 35, it's still okay.
Okay, I mean, I don't know. Apparently, Jackson and I got the hookup.
We're the luckiest people in the world, I guess.
Yeah, we are. And Colin, I appreciate the call. Insight from a barber right there. And listen, I've heard of people paying that for a haircut. I'm kind of baffled. I'm kind of sidetracked. I didn't know that people were paying it.
Nobody's ever said, like, I've had a bad haircut. Now, not to my face, at least. But.
Yeah. I mean, Jackson, you can be brutally honest on air right now. Nobody can see me.
The first thing I said to you was, nice cut.
Like, the haircut's fine. I mean, I've been getting the same haircut now for 17 years. We've changed the haircut. Since I was like 7 years old. Yes, we have changed it. But, like, I go in there. The best thing.
Fade on the sides. Trim it up on the top. That's it.
Yeah, I go in. The best thing is, you have the same guy. I don't even have a conversation with him when I walk in. It's a conversation about life. As soon as I walk in, I sit down on the chair. Starts cutting my hair. The only thing he ever asks me about is my beard. We doing the beard today? Yep. You want to keep it longer? You want to shorten it up? Now let's clean it up today, right? I got pictures. All right, I got you. I'll make it look nice. Take it away. Take it away, Jim. You got me covered. Absolutely have me in the bag. I mean, we're going to end up taking the first segment the full way because you guys are just diving in on haircuts. We're going to talk Cavs. I promise you. We're talking Cavs at some point. But I'm man of the people. What can I say? Chad's in Chardon. What's going on, Chad?
Hey, man, I'm a local barbershop owner in Chardon, Ohio. And listen, $21, that's very fair price. We charge $25 for a haircut in Chardon. You know, obviously, if you want a beard and, you know, we're going to charge a little bit more. But right. We take care of the people that come into the barbershop that have been coming to us for a long time, you know?
Yeah, see, that's kind of what I assumed. It's just the way that it is. And, Chad, I appreciate the insight. I think that we're sitting there and, like, I'm just not, it's not like I'm getting a special price, by the way. It's not like I'm getting the specialty price that my barber's not giving anybody else.
No.
Now, maybe I've been going there for a while. Like, is somebody maybe that comes in there for the first time, he'd charge him for the beard. I might maybe don't get charged for the beard. Again, not making a difference. I'm practically handing the guy the same amount of money every time I walk out of there. Sometimes, you know, I look into the wallet sometimes. Oh, I got a 50 in there. Well, all right, toss him a 50. Why not? It just depends what it, like, but I'm handing him a generous, so he just doesn't even say, I don't even get a price. I don't get told what I'm paying. It's just, every time I've heard him talk periodically of like, all right, you know, occasionally he'll mention the price, always in the 20s. I just hand him over the money that's in my wallet, and I generally with a tip end up paying like $40. And it's just like, yeah, I mean, that's what you take care of the people around you. Why not? Let's keep the conversation going. Will's in Cleveland. What's going on, Will?
Hello.
You there, Will?
Hello?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Oh, it was wrong. I'm sorry. You said the wrong thing. Hold on one second. I just wanted to chime in on the barbershop thing. Now, I got a barber that's been cutting my hair for over 20 years, and I've been grandfathered in since he's been cutting my hair, so I only pay $20. And the gentleman that was on the phone, I forgot his name, that said the hot comb, mm-hmm. and the face massaging and the hot towel and the straight razor and all. I get all of that for $20.
Yeah.
Razor line up and everything.
See, that's so, what I'm saying, yeah. Too. Like,
I've heard prices like what's been said on the radio, and I just don't understand. A barber told me, he said, yeah, the equipment costs more. And I, you know, it doesn't cut my hair any different. My hair still grows back every week, 2 weeks. So,
right.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's where I'm at with it.
Just nothing's changing. I appreciate the call. It just nothing is. There's no difference to it. I don't know. Everybody's off the rails. Listen, we have prices all over the place here. It feels like I'm getting good treatment. Okay, I get a hot towel every once. Like I get a little head scrub down at the end. Everything's perfectly fine. I get taken care of. Okay, I feel well treated at my barbershop. I mean, I'm going to the same guy for 16, 17 years. You know, I'm getting treated right. I'm not going and just getting a bad haircut every day. But like I feel like that's the way that it is. I feel like that's the way that it is right now. If you're paying extra, I'm not going to tell you to go to somewhere else, but there might be a local barbershop paying you less. Okay, there might be a local barbershop charging you less somewhere out there. I feel like we got to explore our options. Explore, look around. I know people are paying that, but it feels high. It feels really high to be going out there and doing it. But listen, pictures went well. I think hair looks good. Beard looks good. I have a smile on my face. I'm doing well. And your guys' excitement for haircuts has got me in a good mood today to start things off. We are going to talk Cavs, though. 216-474-0092. Let's get into a Cavs-Pacers matchup here. When we come on back, is game one a must-win for the Cavs heading into an Eastern Conference semifinals? You can also get to me on X at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C, Jake. So we need our social media reactions powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Station Buzz coming your way at 7:40. We'll get to Get a Grip at 9. We'll bring in Michael Markoch later on in the show as well for Change Your Mind. But again, right now, 216-474-0092 is game one, a must win for the Cavs in their upcoming series against the Pacers. It's overtime with Jake Volnick with you guys right here on The Fan. Jake Volnick with you guys on The Fan, asking you at 216-474-0092. Is game one a must win for the Cavs? Before we get into it, by the way, shout out. I didn't realize we had as many barbers listening that are. I mean, you guys just flew off the rails. So shout out to you guys. Appreciate you listening to the show. I mean, I was just not prepared for a haircut conversation. Complete throwaway statement, by the way. Was just sitting here and I was like, oh, that was just a wild thing that I had a conversation about while I was here earlier. And you guys took it off the rails. Fun conversation. But let's get into a little bit of Cavs. Because this is an interesting series. Sort of the way that it's almost shifted in the way that we've talked about it. Because we've had conversations about the Pacers, and it felt like the Pacers were very much underrated, right, coming into this series. It felt like they were a group of a team, guys that just you looked at and you said, oh, the Cavs are going to roll over them. Like that.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Is the general perception I got is that everybody was sort of on to, let's just get to Boston here. Let's focus on getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. And that's where all the sights were set. Now, you listen to the guests across the station throughout the last week or so. I'm listening to some of your guys' calls across shows on our show. And now it feels like the narrative between everybody starting to talk about it has shifted to, I don't want to say a fear of the Pacers, because I don't think anybody's necessarily scared of them, but a very high respect for a team that definitely has an opportunity in this series to make things tight, make things close. And I don't know exactly what shifted. Like, we're looking at this, and the Pacers are a team that I look at and I say, okay, yeah, they're going to get a couple of games. They play tough. They have a lot of good pieces. They have good depth, the same way that the Cavs do. But I do look at the Pacers and go, I don't think there's anything you actually individually do better than the Cavs do in the grand scheme of things, right? There might be they're slightly better in a specific stat category. But when you look at the main elements, scoring across the floor, defensively, moving the basketball, moving without the ball. I look at the Cavs and I go, they do that better, they do that better. They have, you know, sort of more size between Allen and Mobley going up against Turner and Siakam. I feel like you have the size advantage there, the defensive advantage from the big men. The guard play is certainly better. And we've gotten to a point where it feels like there's respect and almost maybe a touch beyond respect for the Pacers, and it almost feels like, from what I've been hearing, there's a real possibility in people's minds that the Pacers could go out and win this series, which I think is good for the entertainment value, because I know at least that means everybody's dialed into the Cavs heading into this series, right? Which you should be. This should not be a team that's on cruise control. We'll wait till they get to the Eastern Conference Finals to really tune in and get everybody on board. This more feels like the series where you get everybody on board, right? You had a good chunk of us with the Miami series, but everybody sort of knew how that one was going to go. You knew Miami wasn't going to be able to actually win those. Now it feels like everybody's kind of bought in. So I like that, but I don't like the lack of confidence in the Cavs. Because while I sit here, and we've done segments over the past 2 to 3 days where we're talking about, are you scared of the Pacers? Do you think they present a real challenge? Could they actually upset the Cavs? So I give them their due respect. But I don't think that I'm handing it over and looking at them as a team that can legitimately come out and win this series. They're going to push you. The in-game play is going to be much closer than it was against Miami. This team can play you tough. But in a seven-game series, the Cavs are taking care of business in this series. They're winning this. I don't think it goes seven games, and I think you're winning. I just, again, I'm looking for where the Pacers are going to get the advantage. And truthfully, it's just going to be, as some nights in the series, you're going to get outshot. And those are the nights that you're probably going to lose. But the Cavs are, I think, the more consistent shooting team. I trust the individual players on the Cavs from top to bottom more than I trust the individual players on the Pacers. But I think it does get interesting when you talk about game one. Because in a series like this now, with all eyes on it, and everybody starting to pay attention to this series, I think game one really is a tone setter. And against a better team in general, game one is a tone setter for what the rest of the series is going to be. Where again, I ask you, 216-474-0092, is this game one a must win for the Cavs? And I don't think I'm going to put it there. I'm not going to sort of drop it into must-win territory. But I do think that he's pretty darn close to that. Like, you need to set the tone of the series. You need to go out and prove to Indiana that, hey, remember a few weeks ago when we were near the end of the regular season, we decided not to play our starters, but you did because you were jockeying for position in the playoffs and you had to go down to the wire and beat us by two? Yeah, well, welcome to our starters actually being on the floor and playing us in a real game. That's the kind of tone I think you have to set. Doesn't have to be you win by 20, but it has to be, I think, a near dominant win. A convincing win is probably the right phrase to use for it. You have to go out and show you're the better team. I don't want it to come down to the wire. I don't want it to be, you know, the Darius Garland against the Pistons half-court shot that sort of saves you from demise. I want it to be a buzzer-to-buzzer, just dominant victory. You go out, there never really felt like the Pacers were in control of the game. That's the type of game I'd love to see. I'm not willing to pin it as a must-win. But again, I think that to some degree, you have to start to see it. The only thing that is really keeping me from labeling this as a must-win too is, at least from what we can tell, it doesn't look like Darius Garland is going to be available for game one. At least right now. I mean, as of yesterday, he was no contact at all. So I'm sure if he ramps it up and he really feels like he can go, he will. But if Darius doesn't play game one, that for me really sets... It takes game one and sets the importance of it back a little bit. Because, all right, well, if you don't have Darius and Darius comes back for game two, you got to throw game one out the window. It's back to just let's go win four games, but we only have six to do it. But I really do think it's important. Again, it's a younger team, really good vibes. They've had confidence all year long. If they go down 1-0, I'm not calling the series over by any means. But I think it's important for them to ride the momentum high, to really avoid getting into, all right, the underdog, we have to claw back mentality in this series and not really going up against Boston. I don't think you want to be tested in having to prove it a series earlier. I want to see close games. I don't want to have to see you play the underdog story and battle back. Because as I look at this team right now and I talk about their confidence, they truly believe they're the best team in the East. The last thing I need is anybody on that team having any doubt, any second questioning throughout a series like, okay, well, this is really the first time we've been put in a tough spot. How do we battle back? Again, I think they've been put in those moments in games. I don't need to see it in the series. I don't, because I don't want to see you down in a series this year. And I'm convinced they have that mentality, but I think it means a lot less to them being like, oh, if we started out going down 1-0 to Boston, we know Boston's a good team. This is going to be, again, a knock him down, a drag him out kind of series. But I don't think anybody really felt that way about the Pacers. I would imagine the Cavs don't even necessarily feel that way about the Pacers, that this is going to be a neck and neck. The Pacers really have a chance at this type of series. I just don't. 216-474-0092. Let's go out to the phones. Lance is in Painesville. What's going on, Lance?
Hey, what's going on, Jake? Here's my point. Everybody all year has been talking about Boston. Like it's an automatic assumption. Cleveland's going to face Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals. Here's the thing. I'm looking at it. Donovan Mitchell, he's the best player on the team. He's never been past the second round himself in Utah or Cleveland.
Right.
Mobley, none of these guys, except for Tristan Thompson, and he really is not a major player, they've never been past the second round of the playoffs. The Pacers, nobody in the Eastern Conference is scared of Cleveland. Even though Cleveland has the best record, they won 60-plus games, yada, 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 that doesn't mean nothing. The Knicks are improved, so are the Cavaliers. They're nobody's scared of Cleveland. So if they have got to win game one, I get it. Game one is not the deal breaker. At the same time, psychologically, Cleveland doesn't have an advantage over the other teams that are left in the Eastern Conference playoffs. They got a record, you know, advantage. That doesn't mean nothing because we've seen teams with 60-plus wins get knocked out of the playoffs. I'm a little bit older than, you know, a lot of you guys on this that host this show.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you, that means nothing. We've seen teams with 66 wins. We've seen teams with LeBron lose to the Orlando Magic in the playoffs, and everybody thought they were going to win that. But like I said, they got to win game one, and convincingly, they're at home. You got to beat Indiana. Indiana's not scared. Indiana has a good bench. I don't know if their bench – I'm not going to say their bench is better than Cleveland's. It could be, but I'm saying Cleveland's got to punch them in the mouth, the old football term, punch them in the mouth game one in order to get their psychological advantage. But I'm worried about the Cavs from a psychological standpoint, not necessarily from a physical standpoint.
Yeah, and Lance, I think you make a good point, and I appreciate the call. I think you make a good point on the psychological thing, because that's really – the way that I look at it, and again, I feel like this team's ultimately confident, and that's not where I'm talking about in the psychological aspect, but I do think there's some truth. Now, teams give Cavs the respect. Nobody talks about them like, oh, you know, this is the Hawks of old, right? They were winning 60-plus games and then getting bounced, and it just was not a team that anybody had any real confidence in. Like, people respect the Cavs for what they are, but I do think that there's that sort of lack of fear or lack of proper respect. Like, people look at the Celtics and goes, okay, that's an NBA champion. That is who a lot of people crown as the top team in the East from a talent perspective. And I think there's a different mental aspect to going into that series. Going against the Cavs, again, they have respect that they're a good team. I don't know that teams actually fear them or fear that they're going to lose. It feels like it's been like this all year long where teams are just waiting to get their hands on the Cavs and try to prove the opposite, right? You saw it with the multiple win streaks. You saw teams going all out to win games against the Cavs, and they're winning 12, 15 straight. And it feels like that's definitely part of it. It's not even so much I'm worried about the Cavs' psychological side of it as much as I think I'm worried about maybe the Indiana psychological part of it, where they actually feel like, okay, no, we just proved to ourselves we can do this. They got to do that three more times, and we just stole one on the road. Again, 216-474-0092. We'll get to more of your calls coming up here in about 5 minutes. Is game one a must-win for the Cavs? It's overtime with Jake Volnick with the guys right here on The Fan. Jake Volnick with the guys on The Fan. We are going to more than likely get to the station buzz here. If not here, we'll get to it coming up at 8 o'clock. But I want to get more of you guys' calls in. 216-474-0092. Is game one a must-win for the Cavs? I'm saying no coming up here against the Pacers. Now, I don't think it's far off, though. Like, you have to set the tone. I think you have to make sure that Indiana doesn't get a head full of steam early on in this series. I just think that you have to go out there and improve a little dominance, too. It feels like everybody, again, is sort of on the fence about how they feel about this series. And some people are worried about either Indiana forcing it seven games or saying, hey, you can't sleep on them. They might have a chance. At what point do we get to, by the way, where just about everybody's calling them the most underrated team in the NBA? That they just stop being the most underrated team in the NBA? Like, and then they're just properly rated? Like, I feel like I've had everybody look around and go, that's a tough matchup. That's not going to be an easy series. Hey, that team's really underrated. It's like, well, if everybody thinks that they have a chance in this series, I don't know how underrated they really are. Feels like there's a pretty good chance that everyone's looking at them with the respect I guess they deserve. I'm not putting disrespect on them. Like, again, a good team, and they're just not beating the Cavs. There's just no shot. Let's go back out of the phones, though. Ron's in Bedford. Ron, what's going on, man?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. What do you got?
Well, first off, with the Cavs, I ain't worried about them at all. All right, they're going to win, and it's going to be a lot harder than what it was with Miami. But they're going to win. Second, with the Browns, I think they got to start Flacco, because then if he screws up, everybody would say, okay, bring in somebody else. All right.
Okay.
Simple as that. you know?
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah. I don't know that they're going Flacco, and Ron, I appreciate the call. I don't know that they're leaning Flacco, but hey, your take on the Cavs. Yeah, I think that is the reality, is that we should be looking at this going, and we're not scared of Indiana. Guys, you've been prepping all season to go into an Eastern Conference Finals against Boston. You've believed all season that this is a top two team in the Eastern Conference right now, and that it's essentially destiny to meet up with Boston for a chance to go to the NBA Finals. We can't all of a sudden get, you know, a cold feet going up against Indiana. You're like, well, maybe this team has a shot. Oh, maybe they don't. Maybe we're doing just fine. And this team's going to handle the business they need to take care of. Let's get one more in here. Adam is in green. What's going on, Adam?
Hey, man. So, two things I have to say. This is weird, but I rely on my child who is 16. Who follows sports and every player and everybody like gets his job. And when Indiana won that series, I'm driving to the school the next morning and I said, all right, Cavs are playing Indy. I said, what's it going to be? And he said, 4-0, no chance. And I actually believe him because more often than not, he's right. It's crazy. And he just was so confident that the Cavs are that much better. And my second point is I want to go back to two callers when he said that the Cavs do not have an advantage. They do. It's called home court advantage, and that's why the regular season matters. So if you have been to Rocket Arena on a finals game or a playoff game, that place is a tough, tough place to play. And if you get to a game 7, That crowd is going to earn you points. It's just how they do, and it's so much of an advantage that I feel like if it would get to Game 7, which I don't think it will, I think the Cavs survive no question. And I think that getting the number one seed and getting home court to the playoffs is the best thing that they could have done, because the fans are so loud, so proud, so crazy that we have that advantage over everybody.
Yeah, and they, I just don't think that there's a way they lose Game 7 at home. And Adam, I appreciate the call. By the way, not odd at all to keep up with through sports through your son, because coming up in life, that's how my entire family, I think, kept up in the world of sports. It's like, all right, here we go. What do we got? And it's like, oh, me, the person who's been doing nothing with my life but sitting there and watching every single game possible, reading box scores, reading articles and everything else. Yeah, I got you covered. Don't worry. Like, that's all it's been. Not scenario to learn through it at all. But yeah, like, 4-0 is definitely bold. I don't think you're taking care of Indiana in a sweep. I'd be very happy if you did. I think Indiana at least steals a game off of you. Like, you go through and you look at even a Boston-Orlando series from the first round. Like, Orlando took a game, still no question that Boston was miles the better team than Orlando was. And you just come out. Some nights you're flat. Some nights you don't have it. And some nights the other team just gets hot. And then they take it away. But yeah, I don't think there's a real... there should be a real fear there. You should be confident in this team to go out and handle business. Again, like you mentioned, home court advantage I think is really big in this. I think the Indiana crowd also comes out to play. They pack their stadium. Like, those are tough road games to win, but you have a distinct home court advantage. There's no question about it. When you're playing at home, Rocket Arena and everything else allows you to sort of have that advantage. And the great fans in Cleveland allow you to have that advantage. They don't. It's just, it's a completely extra thing that you sort of have in your bag to go ahead and, you know, be able to take care of a Game 7, be able to hope that you start well at home to begin off a series. Those are massive things. And I mean, listen, guys, we have bubbles. So, all right, when there's a Cavalanche, there's bubbles coming down now. So, I don't know what to tell you. If that doesn't get the other team scared, if it's snowing inside the building in May and June, don't get you scared. Not that kind of snowing, Jax. Not that kind of snowing. Now, when it starts to snow and Cavalanche start coming down, you got to be scared. There's no way around it. Again, I think we need to find a middle ground. Because I do... the only two feelings that I feel like there is... And not coming from Adam. Adam actually was right there with me in the proper middle ground. But a lot of the feelings that are in this city are like, okay, the Cavs are either going to dominate this series or this series is going to go nearly to the wire. And the Pacers actually have a chance to win. I think there's a very happy middle ground in reality there where the Cavs don't dominate it by the box score standards, but look dominant in the series and you walk away from this one 4-1, 4-2. And really had no fear in the series. But Indiana, you can look at and say, yeah, they put up a fight. That team went out and competed and played and played you hard. And I think that's the mentality that Cavs fans should have. And that's the mentality a one seed should probably have going up against a four seed. Right? That's a decent opponent. Obviously, depends at the time of they're doing this. You had some four seeds that maybe didn't deserve to be four seeds back in the day. But... like you have a 1 and a 4 seed. It should be, we're not scared of taking, we're not scared of losing this series. But, you know, this team's going to put up a fight and we're going to have a good chance to win. They're probably going to steal a couple of games and then on to the Eastern Conference Finals. That's what a good 1 seed should be thinking. You shouldn't expect dominance. That's just not the way that the game typically plays out. That you just get a team so much more dominant than any of the others that against a 4 seed, you don't even have to worry about it. But you just shouldn't be scared of Indy. There should be no fear in what's going on over in Indiana and what they're bringing to the table. Again, they do sort of act like the budget Cavs. And maybe that's what scares Cavs fans. We all look around and say, well, this team's built differently than a lot of the other teams in the NBA. We handle business in a way that most other teams don't. They go to the superstar. They go, okay, you know, Jalen Brunson, Anthony Edwards, take care of the game. Go play 40 minutes a night and go take as many shots as you need to. The ball's in your hands. We trust you with everything. Where the Cavs go, we have a really good roster. We're trusting everybody on this roster. Sure, comes down to a fourth quarter. You need somebody to pick up the buckets. You're giving the ball to Donovan Mitchell. But we know, and we've talked about all year long, Donovan taking that backseat, being more of a distributor, letting Darius get into more of a rhythm, bringing the ball up sometimes. Like, it's very much more a team effort than what you see across the league. And I think what might scare you is, again, that Indiana is sort of the slightly worse version of what the Cavs built. They have two bigs, they have an underside guard that distributes, and they have a lot of really solid players that are just considered role players. Guys off their bench, guys in the starting lineup. Like, I think Max Strus, again, a guy that I think Cleveland fans hold very highly, DeAndre Hunter, Ty Jerome, pick whoever you want. It's a guy that we hold to a high standard, but you don't go, oh, that's a superstar. That's a guy you have to count on at the end of the game, no matter what, if he's on any team in the NBA. No, like, Max Strus could come off the bench. But he's a really solid piece. You do trust him at the end of the games if they want him in there. You sort of trust Kenny. Same thing with DeAndre Hunter. Same thing with Ty Jerome. But that's also just how the Pacers operate. And I don't know if that's the part that scares you, is that you're looking at a team who does match up relatively well with you, who matches a lot of the things that you do. But again, as I described earlier, this is not a team that has an advantage against the Cavs. I think you can look at the lineup up and down. I think the Cavs bench clears the Indiana bench, if we're being honest. And I think you look at the starting lineup and go, okay, as we discussed yesterday, I would say Tyrese better than Darius Garland. I think that's a fair way to place it. And there shouldn't be a ton of argument on it. But even if there is, let's say Tyrese is better than Darius. Donovan's better than whoever you're running at the two throughout that game. You trust, I think, your three to be at least even with Max Strus, and then Mobley's over Siakam, and Turner is definitely on the pace, probably somewhere close to Jared Allen, but interior, inside, Jared Allen has the advantage. The only chance Indiana has to go and spark you is that they play, you know, it's probably six-plus games where they're shooting the best that we've seen them shoot all season long throughout the entirety of the playoff series. They have to make shots. And I don't think that a Cavs defense is going to go through and allow you to just get the shots that you want. It's just not the way that they operate. I think they did very well against Miami, playing a defense suited towards Miami. I imagine they'll be playing a defense very suited to trying to stop or slow down an Indiana team that can get hot from all areas of their starting lineup and on their bench. I just trust Kenny and the team to do it. All right, let's leave that there. When we come on back here in 5 minutes, we'll get to the most pressing things said from our station's guests today, and we'll do it with the station buzz. It's Overtime with Jake Volnick. We're the guys here for another 3 hours on The Fan.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.